Resolving capacity imbalances. In an ideal situation, the master production schedule, MPS, is not overstated. The MPS is equal to the production plan. There are no past due orders, and capacity is available to meet the MPS's load requirements. If the required capacity or load exceeds the available capacity for any critical resources, the master planner can either find ways to increase capacity or revise plans. If there is available capacity in other periods, the load might be rebalanced. If over time, shifting workers to other tasks, hiring part-time workers or subcontracting is not sufficient or economical, the master planner may need to negotiate with sales and marketing to get them to use demand management to shift demand, such as by changing the timing of a promotion and using other options. Once the planner has devised a workable master production schedule, it is published and is used in material requirements planning. Exhibit 4-26 shows a rough cut capacity planning RCCP calculation example for Work Center 1226. The first part of the exhibit is the MPS for a particular period. Note that the bill of resources and the resource profile are displayed in standard hours. The overload slash underload can be seen in the last row of the RCCP report table. It is important to know the over and underloads before implementing the MPS, as these provide the master schedule with the knowledge of the achievability of the production plan and the MPS as disaggregated. The solution in this example can be arranged graphically to show the relationship between available capacity and the adjusted total load on work center hours. Exhibit 4-27 displays the load profile for the example from Exhibit 4-26. Exhibit 4-27, Load Profile. When examining this graphic, important items to note include the following. The demand time fence, DTF, is the point at which only customer orders are considered in forecast are no longer used because production schedules are now set. The DTF is at week 31, and orders inside the DTF have the status of released orders. There is an overload in weeks 32 and 33 and underload or uncommitted capacity in weeks 34 and 35. The load in weeks 32 to 35 results from firm planned orders that the master scheduler has allowed inside the planning time fence, PTF. The PTF is the point at which the master scheduler must approve changes because they would have adverse schedule and cost impact. A firm planned order prevents the system from automatically rescheduling an order, and some systems require all orders to be firmed up prior to passing this fence. Within the zone created by the PTF, some of these orders might already have been released. Some uncommitted capacity exists in weeks 34 and 35, and we can assume that it will be consumed by orders later. There is a problem with the MPS, and iterative steps need to be taken to resolve the overload on Work Center 1226 and other critical work centers in the product routing. Only then will the MPS be workable. In the example, the adjusted load on the work center in period 32 to 35 shows an overall net underload despite the overloads in periods 32 and 33. This may indicate that a workable solution exists. A master scheduler might even be tempted to conclude the solution is to reschedule some orders in weeks 34 and 35 to make room for the overload in weeks 32 and 33. The answer is not that simple, however. The master scheduler works with sales to decide if and which customers' orders can be rescheduled or delayed. Finding the right solution also might include temporarily increasing or decreasing capacity and not allowing any more master scheduled items into overloaded periods. Let's examine the range of possible solutions next. When the rough cut capacity plan identifies overloads and underloads, actions need to be considered to remedy the situation. An initial rough cut capacity plan will likely show capacity overloads in some time periods and underloads in others. A best case scenario would be to use the underload to build an order in advance of the customer need date. When the rough cut capacity plan identifies situations that are not as easily remedied, several actions can be considered and taken singly or in combination with others. These include actions focused specifically on the MPS. Modification of the MPS dates and quantities, communication with customers on delivery flexibility, changes in available capacity. Actions can also be taken apart from the MPS, shift demand to other products. Consider revisions to the production plan, increase sales through promotions. Exhibit 4-28 provides a list of other actions and options available for addressing underload and overload situations during master scheduling. A key concept is that the types of change actions required to adjust the master schedule should not be unexpected. Those that will require permanent or sustained changes should be anticipated and planned for at the sales and operations planning, S&OP level. Note that even if the MPS and the production plan match, some events are beyond the control of the manufacturer and cause MPS load requirements or load profiles to exceed or fall short of planned available capacity. Two examples are as follows. Demand based on a monthly S and OP cycle might not match the weekly disaggregation by the MPS for the same month based on a divide by 4 estimate. Work center rated capacity might not match demonstrated capacity. Exhibit 4-29 traces the changes made in the MPS to a revised RCCP report. It assumes that the master scheduler and sales were able to work with customers to reschedule order due dates. Exhibit 4-29, revised MPS in an RCCP report. As the exhibit shows, load is now within the capacity available in weeks 32 to 35. All weeks show a slight underload. The changes made to the MPS to balance load with available capacity include 19 units of product 1 originally scheduled in each of weeks 32 and 33 have been set back to week 34. There are 38 units of product 2 that have been set back 1 week to week 35.